Today I'll talk about prayer. And my subject is prayer is the key. And it's a prophetic warning. Be careful you don't lose your prayer power. In this crisis. Because prayer is the solution to this crisis. Be careful you don't lose your faith. Because it is the answer to the problem on hand. Be careful you don't lose your Christian touch and love in this crisis. Be careful. Be careful. This is a prophetic warning. Because it is the trick of the enemy to continue to lock us down. So by the time they open us again, we are so used to the lockdown, everything goes down, your faith is down, your prayer life is down, your giving life is down, your sacrifice life is down, and your Christian touch is taken away. You are finished. Be careful. Watch this short clip from Italy and see the devastation of coronavirus
COVID-19.
And let the word which is coming to you today be a prophetic word directed at you, your house and your family and your survivor. The power of prayer. Why you need to keep your prayer life? Prayer is the key. Please show me the clip.
America, the uncount, baby, a woman, a Italy, Kua, Shinipa. Look at how. Yes, Shinipa is a baller. Hey. Sister Subayo, sister. A brother, sister Subayo. Sir Brabi Owa, only puppet within him. Would you a shepherd, Mounia? Where Italy, a bonny bay, no maya. Sasuchi, a great little. Ghana, let us go back to Christ. Mumia Jesus Christo. Hey. Bibisio, Bibi Bariasi. Bibi Bariasi, only passage in our bravo. Way, anybody ye your mobile wa where Christo ni mapa badatono. Obi o Gidi ni mapa badatono. Obi a bravo, and a shaniasi, shani wonipa, and we get here. So wonipa, wonipa.
They died in their numbers that they had to be buried in mass graves. Look at the end of human beings. The rich, the poor, the weak, the beautiful, the celebrity, and all. Daniel chapter 6, verse number 10 and 11. Chapter 6, verses 10 and 11.
Daniel, Romano, it is here. Timo, you do in a do back home.
Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 10 and 11.
Daniel, Romano, it is here. Timo, you do in a do back home.
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did always.
He
opened his windows towards Jerusalem. In his prayer, he gave thanks to God. Verse 11. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Certain wicked people went to spy on him, and they saw that he was praying and making supplication. So Daniel, together with some young people, had been picked as prisoners from Israel and brought to Persia under this king called Darius, and then Cyprus. Probably it may be their names or the titles of the throne. But these kings were so powerful that the whole world submitted to them. So Cyrus was ruling in one province and Darius was ruling in another province, and Daniel was serving under Darius. And Daniel had some friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were all in exile around this time. But they were so brilliant that they were received into the king's university to be trained to serve in the administration of politics. Or governance. And the Bible says in chapter 1 and verse number 6, but Daniel and his friends had excellent spirit, because in every examination they topped the class. So the king loved them so much.
This is
Daniel chapter 1.
Daniel,
at that time, Daniel chapter 1, they were in their 20s. Young students.
Daniel,
in chapter 6, where we are, Daniel is now in his 80s. He had passed college.
When
he
has compounded out,
serving in the king's court. So when you took Darius as the president or the king, there were three prime ministers or administrators under Darius. Then there were 120 regional ministers or district executives who served under these three prime ministers. So the 120 will report to the three prime ministers. Of the three prime ministers, Daniel was a senior. And Daniel reported directly to King Darius. And he was a foreigner. The citizens who were in position did not like it. They hated Daniel. They plotted against him. They tried every means to eliminate him. Today I prophesy to you, any scheming going on anywhere, concerning your life, your marriage, your position, your children, clap your hands and say, fire! Clap your hands and say, fire!
Fire!
I can hear you. Fire!
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 Scatter!
Fire!
Scatter!
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 Clap your hands and say, scatter!
Ade biara opoda se o nkwafo biara wa pom wona wa pom da wode be se wa war wona wa pom wode be se wa djuma wona wa pom da wode be se wo ma ina dey ye gina Christ ni moja mu ye ka de biara mpiti.
I came here with the word of the Lord in my mouth. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
It may be biara ni wo baba won ti mo ba ye ye
and evil and wicked gathering will not see the light of day. Coronavirus will not prevail. Poverty will not prevail. Sickness will not prevail. I can hear the people shouting, I receive it.
I
can hear you shouting in your house, I receive it. I can hear your children celebrating. I can hear you on radio shout, I receive it.
Thy rod and thy staff,
they comfort me.
They comfort me.
Come on, professor.
In the presence of
hey.
My enemy.
Can I hear your voice?
And I will live.
Can I hear your
in
prayer?
Your house, my Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Hey.
In
oh,
it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hey.
So they set a trap for Daniel.
And
here was the trap.
They
went to the king and said, King,
for
1 month, we are going to make a law that nobody prays to any other God but to you only. They signed a law. Daniel was not told. He only heard about the law which was signed. That same day, Daniel went into his prayer chamber.
Daniel got him by then.
Open his window towards Jerusalem.
No boy, Sanfra, Jerusalem.
In accordance to the prayer of Solomon.
Solomon to order.
He said, Lord, when your people pray towards Jerusalem.
I said, Raja.
Hear them and answer them.
Now you wanna know.
And I'm so glad that I and some people here, we have gone. We didn't pray towards Jerusalem. We prayed towards the temple. Direct.
Yet you won't pay in the chair. Me the rather say you pay no. Oko baby, I yet the chair.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he prayed in the morning. He prayed in the afternoon. He prayed in the evening. The Bible says, as he was doing since the age of 20 something to 80. So now you know why he was a success. So you now know why Daniel had favor everywhere that he went. Prayer is the key. Are you clapping or you are doing something like clapping? Here are three things that I suggest prayer will do for you. When you come to Daniel chapter 6 and verse number
18,
I'll put three things for you to this morning. So, the punishment for defying the law of not praying to Darius but to any other God, the punishment was that you will be thrown into the lion's den. They had lions, they ran lions, and the lions were there for the punishment and execution of anybody who broke any law. Those who committed what we call capital offenses.
And see, Obibiara, Obaya Bon Wokronodon, no one Irinata, Wang and one at War Tandel, Obibiara, Obeya Sutton, Demographon of Bomo, Antina Jedder, the Marin Daziwa, Sir Daniel, when putting up on Paya, when you want Koma, within Ekakoma, the Marin Dazi.
And it is said in the history that any time somebody was to be executed, they will intentionally keep the lions very hungry so that the execution will be summarily, smart, fast, at once.
In the Abaco Samson Chede, them Gatea Wawahoi, Sawabi, or to be Bakoma now, Wabetan won't come, Makomati won, into what the Yupan Tumara, not at the way we are.
So Daniel was sentenced to death.
Into Daniel, woman Kumfa,
and they threw him in the den.
Into what told not to Jatan Wabunum,
expecting that they should die.
Why didn't he there? Into Daniel, so Jatan Wabin Mongu.
Verse number 18.
Did you do what he?
Can we go to the screen now? Verse number 18.
Then
the king went into his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. I don't understand. The king could not sleep in his chambers. When Daniel was sleeping in the lion's den.
Where
God is with you, you have peace others don't have.
Oh,
when the Lord is on your side, when people are scheming evil against you, you sleep well, and your enemies have sleepless nights. May our enemies not be able to sleep until God has scattered all of them. But those who think good about you, I am crunchy Ankara, I bless them with peace, with good sleep, with happiness, with joy. But those who don't want us to have peace, may our God take care of them. Clap your hands and shout yes.
Say a picture with me.
Hey,
now see a mouse.
I'm paro.
Say the wood ya qua.
Hey,
say a picture with me.
Come on,
now see a mouse. Yes, say the wood ya qua. Yeah.
Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any gathering against my future.
Any gathering against my future.
And the future of Ghana.
And the future of Ghana.
Those who want us to die on the streets.
Those who want us to die on the streets.
Clap your hands and say, they will fail.
They will fail.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Shout the hands and say, they will fail.
They will fail.
Clap your hands and shout and say, they will fail.
They will fail.
Amen. The king could not sleep. The king. Verse 19. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. Verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou serve continually, faithfully, loyally, has he been able to deliver thee from the lions? Then Daniel said unto the king, oh king, live forever. My God sent his angel and has shut the mouth of the lions, so that they have not harmed me. For as much as before him I am innocent. I am innocent, oh king.
The Bible may yet say that. I need to manda. Intiana for him. No, sorry, go baby. Daniel, Dano. And not in set him there. Oh, Daniel. I know when you're a man, I'm a woman. I know what them daddy want him. As your hint, Tina said, Nyanquada, Nyamia, Mussumano, where my gata and Tumankun, Esander, Wakata Jatani Nara, one unknown.
So number one, we now know why Daniel was a success story. From his student days, he was prayerful. And he kept his prayer life. He kept his devotion. He kept his relationship with God. At the age of 80, he was a foreigner in exile, but he was prime minister number one of a country. Prayer, because the Bible says he had an excellent spirit, Daniel 1:6. Number one, prayer is the key to wisdom. People who are prayerful are wise. They have excellent spirit. Try it and see. Number two, prayer is the key to divine favor. Prayer is the key to divine favor. The king loved Daniel to nonsense.
I know not to Daniel, papa,
and made Daniel the head of everyone else.
Daniel not your
to sentence Daniel to death was so painful for the king.
Daniel
but alas, the law had already been signed.
No, I said I'm running that down.
The punishment is death.
Now, I saw you what I'm running on. You
and Daniel must die.
Now, what that Daniel owe?
But I came to prophesy to you, so Nyamin Kunwa would die. If God has not killed you, you will never die. Are you prophets? Are you hearing what I am saying?
Yes.
Clap your hands and say,
Devil,
I am not dying in this situation.
I am not dying in this situation.
Shout yes.
Yes. Abun Same, yeah.
Yes, come on. Say the king could not sleep the whole night. He refused the music that normally would put him to sleep. And look at that, he was fasting. Favor. Because the man was prayerful. Prayer is the key to wisdom. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Number two, prayer is the key to divine favor. Number three, prayer is the key to service. Prayer is the key to service. The king said,
Daniel,
servant of the Most High God,
as
your God whom you serve, has it delivered you? Mighty men, all along I thought I was the only servant in the house of God because I'm the
preacher.
But when I was preparing this sermon, I realized that all intercessors, you are serving God. Every intercessor is a servant of God. Instrumentalist, today don't make a mistake. They are thinking that playing music is the only service. Music by prayer is service. So from today, you must respect prayer.
Yeah.
And when we are praying, you must put yourself into it. I thought that the only people who serve God are you worship leaders. That was what I thought. Then I came to realize that people who pray, God requires and God commutes their prayer into service. Daniel, servant of the Most High God. And the man was a prayerful man from his early age.
Apparently, a beer won't pay. A brown knock was school, and I don't have to say, I consider what if you're watching, let me him to be another there, or be up watching another of your tunum, one point was me ready. The man with that, or be up on pie, or be up on pie, or be up on pie.
From today, I want you to know that prayer is service.
And then put that with
that. That is why this week, next week, and next 2-3 weeks, and next 4 weeks, you must be with us on Powerline TV, on Facebook. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Pastor Arnold will be hosting men of God. Reverend Bogus is coming. Reverend Moses Lyer is coming. Reverend Johnny is coming. Reverend Derek is coming. Mama Rita is coming. Pastor Papa is coming. Reverend Kifole is coming. 1 hour of Bible prayer, 15 minutes of Bible discussions, and then prayer, and then phone in. You'll be calling and you'll give us prayer topics that we need to focus on. Everybody, prayer is service. When you are prayerful, you are called a servant of God. If you are not prayerful, I don't know who you are. So don't forget, if you just join us, we are wondering why a man from the days of his student days as an exile in a country will top his class and then move on to serve in a foreign government, and he will be the best and the number one to the extent that people hated him.
It is happening. Abaka yewanti yena. Abranti wonu school brimu. Wa bompai dema. They go to field. You are watching. Onu wanti. Where to march? Sora be your campaign. I will open the mindo. Baby, I want you. Oh, onto abba be your pain. Make a child there. Empire bo. Oye nyamine duraka.
Hey, Tuji.
Tuji fe.
Let prayer become habitual from now.
Empire bo be your wati. Bana mwati de biara.
WMG
for writing them by way.
Sons of Apostle General and daughters of Apostle General.
Apostle General, the man may in the man is your way.
Reverend Agra's children.
Also for Agra, the man in Abu's your way.
Minister Mike's children.
Also for Mike, and I'm Minister Mike, and I'm the drum.
Dr. Nas, Yiranji's children.
Dr. Nas, and the man in Abu's
your
way.
Your fathers and your mothers are prayerful. But establish your own prayer relationship with God now. And when you are at the five like
Daniel,
you'll still be the preferred one by the king. Sophia's children. Boboli's children. Bediako's children.
Minister Bediako Nembe.
Establish your own prayer relationship with God.
I will see you in Yankopon, in Yan Pai Bonkuta, would you be our Muntem?
Daddy in America, Reverend Agomede's children, establish your own prayer relationship with God.
I suffer you, man, and never American memory. I want to, why you won't pay what? Today, what Papa and Mamma won't pay no.
Anything you train yourself with lives with you all your life.
I do be a better to a woman, the matter couldn't you better now, Uncle Nara.
If you learn to eat by heart, you grow with it and die by heart.
It is my brother.
When you are disciplined in your diet now, it grows with you and stays with you for a long time. Number one, don't forget our teaching. Prayer is the key to wisdom. Number two, prayer is the key to divine favor. Number three, prayer is the key to service. Number four, prayer is the key to deliverance. Prayer is the key to deliverance. Prayer is the key to miracles. Servant of the Most High, Daniel. Has your God whom you serve, has he been able to deliver you?
What you have to answer?
He shall leave all key. My God sent angels and shut the mouth of the lions. So I am here. Hey! Daniel was not delivered on the day he was put in the lion's den. His deliverance was established the day he opened the windows and started praying towards Jerusalem. At the time he was praying, he had not heard of any judgment. He had not been sentenced to death. He was doing his normal practice of prayer. Oh, prayer brings you deliverance. Kaya labo shekeria. Webubu mi koche. Deliverance is coming to you wherever you are right now. Healing is coming to you right now. I can feel something coming to you. There's a mighty presence in this place right now. I don't know what you think prayer cannot do. Let me introduce you to one scripture in Philippians chapter 4, and I should be okay for today. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7.
Philippians 4,
give me New King James Version. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, New King James. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. But come to verse 6 again, because there are some words over there I want us to look at. Do not be anxious. Now, another word is, do not be afraid of circumstances and situations. The word anxious also there means, don't make yourself sleepless because of challenges. When you are anxious, anxiety is the absence of peace. And anyone who does not have peace, it's because you don't pray about everything. Then he uses the word supplication. That word also means petition. So a petition is when in your circumstances and at your level, you cannot handle the situation. So the matter is not going to somebody higher than you to be able to handle it. You are petitioning that person. Higher authority. Now, show me, how big do you think you are that you don't have anybody higher than you to submit your petition and your request to? Show me. People who don't pray are proud people. If you are hungry in your house, and we are giving food, to needy people, and you don't call us. This big city, how do we know that you are hungry? If you don't want to call, you stay in your room and you die. You just have to be humble. And know that what you don't have, somebody has. So with humility, when you make your petition, when you make your supplication, when you make your request, because the person has it, the person gives you. Prayer is humility before God. Prayer is petitioning a higher authority. Don't have sleepless night. Don't be afraid and don't be fearful. Don't pressurize yourself to death. Then Apostle Paul says, after you have prayed and after you have sent your petition to the higher authority, add thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. What does thanksgiving mean? You thank God for what He provided yesterday. You bless Him for His grace today. The Bible says, and Daniel went and opened the windows towards Jerusalem, and he began to pray as he did always, giving thanks to God. It means that his 80 years plus of prayer, Daniel was not asking God always, God give me husband, God give me wife, God give me children, God give me money, God give me money. That is not, that's just a 10 years aspect of prayer.
Bible said that Daniel, Obu and Napuno, Jerusalem, Obon Payano, Ode Radassi, Natcha, Ophinum from Bruma, Bessie, the wedding theater watching Daniel, Debiola, Ode Radassi, Nadeva, Radimam Kun, Radimam Yer, Radimam Sika, Oyam Paboka, Krebi, Kitababi, one prime.
When you come to chapter 9, you will notice that as part of his prayer request,
what that Empire by all demands,
he was praying for the fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah. What was the prophecy? That the Jewish people will be in exile, but after 70 years, God will visit them. When he read it, he began to commit that to God in prayer. So many of the prayers that he prayed all his life, he wasn't praying for himself. He was interceding for the deliverance of the nation. Hey, when have you knelt down to pray and ask God to deliver this nation from COVID-19? You are praying that this COVID-19 should be there always so that we'll bring food to your house. That's what you are praying for. God will never answer that prayer. You are praying that this COVID-19 should be there always so that Nana Akufo-Addo will bring food to your street for you to go and queue morning, afternoon, evening. Shame on you. Shame on you. You are praying that COVID-19 should be there so that NDC will bring food to the constituency to come and distribute to you. Shame on you. Pray for the nation with thanksgiving. Let it become perpetual and habitual with you. And stop this prayer. God, give me. God, my husband. God, wife. God, give me. Hey! That is 0.005% of prayer. I'm coming to show you the proper prayer.
Inti jade erade mam kun erade mam merch erade mam tinapa erade mam sadi dem mpae bon oyɛ kakra baby kita baby we erade nyim me ba ba kyerɛ mpae ehun behia ama wo.
A missionary and his wife sold their property in upstate in America and went to this village north of Minnesota in the 19th century to go and then do missionary work. When they were going, they also took their two children with them.
Maybe 19th or 20th century,
thereabout. Things were tough. Sometimes their missionary support was not coming. And they had to believe God for his supplies. One day, the last meal they had was potatoes. No chicken, no meat, no fish, nothing. They didn't even have oil to fry the tomato, they had to boil. So when the woman bought the potato, then asked the family to come for the dinner. And asked missionary to pray and bless the food.
No, said the yummy pump.
Bless that food. That food. Raw boiled potatoes. Here was the prayer of the missionary. Father, we thank you for what you have given to us. This is what we have. And this is what you can give to us now. With gratitude, we receive this food. Bless it. And eat with us. Said amen. Then they started serving. As soon as they said amen and the woman opened the potato, there was a knock at the door. An owner of a horse ranch who lived on the line had asked his workers to come for dinner, and the wife had cooked for all his workers: potato, beef, chicken, spaghetti, proper sauce with dessert. That afternoon, while the wife was preparing the food, there was a heavy storm of snow in the area. So there was a lockdown. Nobody was going anywhere. Lockdown. So the head of the workers then called Madam and said, Madam, we are sorry we cannot come for the dinner because of the lockdown. Then the woman said to the husband, the one who was throwing the dinner, what are we going to do with all this food? Even if we want to save, put some in the it will still be too much. So the ranch owner said to the wife, the missionary and his wife and children who stay at the other side, let's go and ask them if they can come and eat with us. The moment the missionary had finished thanking God for raw potato,
Ebra so for another sampakayi owie nempae bo adawrada se wedi bena obebeti pe.
And they open the potato to start eating raw potato with water.
No obu edem potato and what is su babeti.
Then there was the knock.
No, what about that no?
And look at the other woman who had come with apologies.
Because
white people, they don't want to embarrass people. She doesn't want to disrespect you and feel that you are hungry, and so come and eat in my house. So she goes like this. I'm so sorry for barging into your house this evening. I cooked a lot of food for my husband's workers, but because of the storm, they are not able to come. Please, with all permission, please. I don't want to embarrass you. Please. I am not here to offend you, please. Or patch out. Would name cry. If you know what is happening in the bedroom and the chambers, who be permit you? Come tell me what you want to tell me and let me.
Yes. Me run no me sir one ara it me power cho na jamu ku no say me ntopo no be management fo ya ye bibiara me sir one yede bia me ka da me bu na nyimtia me ka da waye hiafo me ka da committee one na me sir one ara sho bay na opo one cho yi.
The person coming to bring the food was begging.
Obi obi be sir one opo cho.
Can you come and have dinner with us?
The
children had it in the dining table.
And then my friend, what's it?
Then they scream, yes, we are coming. Yes, we are coming.
Ah, no, Yaruba.
They followed them.
When
they went, they said, potato be this.
And the bunny.
Fried rice.
Fried rice is too hot.
Beef.
Chicken.
Dessert. Oh, that day. And there was still more left. And then the woman that invited them was apologizing again.
And if you're buying off to someone,
please, I don't mean to be disrespectful. Can you carry some
hope?
Because it's too much for us.
Who
says God cannot provide in time of lockdown? Who said God doesn't know that you are hungry? Who said that to you?
When I get out there,
Jesus, you love me too much, excess love.
The Lord will provide. The Lord will give to you.
Jesus,
the
Lord will provide.
Prayer is the key.
Empower yourself.
Prayer has power.
Empower to woman can.
But you must know the right kind of prayer to pray.
And
stop this kind of cheap prayer.
And
stop being happy that there is a lockdown, because the devil wants to take your prayer life away from you.
When you want there, one more beer uncle baby. I stand up on some, but I jump by. But no, I just feel win some.
Don't be happy that you don't go to church. The devil wants to take your faith from you.
Even when you want today, young by temple, I want some, but I just feel win some.
Don't be happy that you don't go to church and you are not giving sacrifices. The devil wants to cut your worship from you.
More you want today, young by temple. No way for offer bomber. I stand there down. Now go to Padayan. I want some, but I just feel win some.
Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter
6.
He was saying with Paul, don't be anxious for nothing. Whatever you eat, or you drink, or you wear, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now watch it. Your heavenly Father knows that you you need food. You need clothing. You need money. He knows that you need these things. But when you go into your secret place and you pray and you seek his face, then God will hear you. And then Apostle Paul said, do not be anxious, but in everything. Here comes the assignment for today. Assignment for the week. If God knows what you need, why does he expect you to pray on everything? He knows what you need. He knows that you are hungry. He knows you need clothing. He knows you need a husband. He knows that age is catching up on you. He knows you have to pay your children's school fees. He knows. But he said, don't be anxious. In everything, with prayer and supplication, let your request be known to God.
Uncle Yankopon, we're at an ancient.
He knows you need it, but he says you should pray.
When you're here, now just won't pray.
It means
Natrede.
Supplying that need of yours is the least of God's problems. It's the least. Because he has too much to give.
So I want no dust to do the man.
Money,
sika,
silver and gold belong to God.
Oh, sika, call you nara ye rati dia.
A wife,
are you?
All the beautiful girls are his.
Imesiyafo onu ye fun yina e rati dia.
A husband,
okun.
All the men were created by God.
Imrati yinara, when yinara rati no bo one.
A house,
a fee.
The earth is a footstool of the Lord.
There be yadan. Oh, a rati na 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 montiya biyanya asasi.
Tell me what you need that God hasn't got abundant to supply. Tell me.
Iti chema, chema tell nyango pono nyibi, no nyango nyamo mbrodo, chema tiku nyibi.
There are three things he wants from you. Why he wants you to pray? There are three things he's looking for.
Yeme base biwa ohi efi wunchen. A onunzwa supompai.
Number one.
Jodi kan.
Prayer promotes fellowship.
Mpaibo odi nyipa ananda kroye na nshiemshiem ananda ye yenyina yesese ye hono. Mpaibo tuma yeshia.
Number two,
Doctor Debbie.
Prayer promotes spiritual growth. Number three,
Doctor Debasa.
Prayer promotes accountability or responsibility. God wants fellowship from you. So Jesus Christ asked the disciples in Matthew chapter 26 in the Garden of Gethsemane.
I
brought you here to keep company with me. And you are sleeping. Can't you just keep awake and fellowship with me for just an hour? Oh, my friends, I brought you here to fellowship with me. And in the coolness of the day, God will walk in the garden and he will call, Adam, Eve, come, let's fellowship. God didn't walk to them like a human being walks to a human being. He comes in the presence of his glory. So Adam and Eve were not seeing a physical personality. They just knew his presence. They smelled his presence. They would see his glory when he visited. So they talked to God. What kind of talk? Prayer, communication, fellowshipping. That's what God wants from us. That's what Daniel knew. That is why he was strong. That was why he had favor. That was why he was preferred. That is why hidden truths were revealed to him. Prayer. All his life. Fellowship. Don't be happy that you are not in church. Don't be happy. And if your prayer life has started going down because of the lockdown, you better wake up because the devil wants to take something from you.
Into some pie barber form. Down one man, one man, but up in there. On the promotion here, a son that the premier will win some way and pie one upon some paddock if you win some.
Daniel,
Daniel,
servant of the Most High,
a writing a song for
has your God whom you have been praying to.
And I will writing up on pie man, no,
has he brought you deliverance?
What your tibia, brother, another
number two,
daughter, baby.
When God asks us to pray,
he
desires our spiritual growth.
No, Pede, Yenin, Yenumu, Yesuma, Yesumu, Yeninum.
Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians,
chapter 14,
he says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Don't forget that praying in tongues is another form of prayer. You are praying in the spirit. Your mind doesn't know what you are praying over. But God knows that in your spirit you are interceding for Ghana. God knows that in your heart you are interceding for Royal House Chapel. God knows that in your heart you are interceding for your children. And and he says, as you are praying, you are edifying yourself. You are growing your Christian faith. Anyone who prays, your faith starts growing. One of our Pentecostal founding fathers in America said this. He says, when you pray, pray for a faith that does not shrink when washed in the waters of affliction. When you pray, ask God to give you a kind of faith that does not shrink when it is washed in the waters of affliction. When you go before God, here's a true prayer. God, give me a heart to love you. Two, give me grace to serve you. Three, give me faith to trust in you. This is the prayer Daniel prayed all his life.
Daniel boy,
this is the prayer Apostle Paul is recommending.
Lord,
a heart to love you. Grace to serve you. Faith to trust in you. Give me husband. Give me wife. Lord, give me money. God, give me. Oh! That prayer is just 1%. Prayer that brings you growth and fellowship and sustenance and keeps you for a long time. Heart to love God. Grace to serve Him. And faith to trust Him.
I bet today did the Piarada.
Last one.
Don't worry.
Why does God want you to pray? Even though He knows what you need. Number one, He wants fellowship with you. Two, He desires your growth. Three, He desires to make you a responsible person. So prayer promotes responsibility. Or accountability.
So
when you pray, present your petition.
It was something to name
at Thanksgiving. At Thanksgiving. He hasn't answered you.
On you are not.
But at Thanksgiving. When he answers you,
so you are not.
come and give him thanksgiving. It makes you a responsible person. It makes you an accountable person. But above all, it makes you a dependent on God. Because you know that without God, you can never survive. Without God, you are nobody. Without God, you are a failure. And when you learn to depend upon God through prayer, it makes you a responsible person. You know where to give glory where glory is due. You know that this one was not your might, but this one was God. Prayer makes you humble. You depend upon God. And the more you depend upon God, the more the fellowship becomes stronger. And the more your love for Him is stronger. And when the past laws which are against your prayer life, like
Daniel,
you still go to your prayer chamber and pray to the God of your fellowship and the God of your union and the God that you report to, you are accountable to. And in the end, wisdom becomes your portion. Divine favor becomes your portion. Deliverance becomes your portion.
And
then the last one. Divine favor becomes your portion. Divine wisdom. Divine favor. Deliverance. And wisdom. Daniel, has your God whom you serve daily, has He delivered you? Live all king.
Oh,
He sent His angels and shut the mouth of the lion. As you pray, may the Lord send angels to shut the mouth of coronavirus. Diabetes and high blood pressure. May the Lord give you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions. By the time this crisis is over, may you be an overcomer and may you never be a victim. This is a prophetic word for you. Be careful you don't lose your salvation.
Say yeah. Now, did I want to view in
sin? Be careful you don't lose your fellowship with God. Be careful the devil does not prevail over you.
Say no,
we are not finished yet. There's this no solution for COVID-19. There's no solution. So I recommend prayer. I recommend the word of God. I recommend that you stay in the presence of God. I recommend that you hold your fellowship with God. Young man, young woman, start your prayer life now. And let it be with you in your 80s. So that when your enemies come at you, you have something you are standing on.
It will be aging. I don't know the one turn.
I love you.
Mado.
God bless you.
Let me show, baby.
God bless you.
Let me show, baby.